You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite stories is about a man who was sitting in his office one day and decided to take a little nap on his desk, laying his head down on his arms. Suddenly, his boss walked in and called out his name. The man recognized the voice of his boss, but he was a quick-thinking man. And he didn't jolt up right away, but he just slowly raised his head from his desk and looked up to heaven and said, "Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Luke tells us that Jesus told today's gospel parable to his disciples to teach them about the necessity for them to pray always. Early tomorrow morning, I'll be leaving for St. Mindred Seminary and Monastery in southern Indiana to participate in a priest's retreat there. I always look forward to returning to my alma mater. And I also look forward to seeing once again Brother John Mark Falkenhayn, one of the Benedictine monks there, who is a nephew and a cousin of parishioners here, and who was actually baptized here as an infant when his parents, Roland and Donna, lived here in Columbia. And so Brother John Mark and I have been able to become good friends through the years. All Benedictine monks at St. Mindred and elsewhere follow the admonition of the rule of St. Benedict, ora et labora, which translated from the Latin means pray and work. It's a reminder to the monks and to all of us that our lives should be a balance between prayer and work. It's another way of expressing the lesson from the Martha and Mary story in the Gospels. That is, that we need to have a little bit of Mary and a little bit of Martha in all of us. But as we all know, in this fast-paced, hectic culture that we live in, it can be easy for all of us to neglect prayer because we're just too busy. I could give you 100 good reasons why I don't have time to be away from the parish this coming week to make a retreat. And I've done that before. And maybe some of you have good reasons why you're hesitant to sign up for an Acts retreat to give up a whole weekend, or why you can't spend a few minutes in prayer every day, or an hour a month in Eucharistic adoration. But through the years, I've come to learn that my work without prayer becomes just busyness. It loses its purpose and its focus. And I think it can be that way for all of us. Moses himself learned, as we heard in today's first scripture reading from the book of Exodus, that victory for him in the battle would only be his as long as he kept his hands lifted up in prayer to God. As the old adage goes, we must work as if everything depends upon us and pray as if everything depends upon God. What about you? Obviously, you value prayer in your life, or you wouldn't be here today. But do you have a good balance between prayer and work every day, and rest and relaxation? Yes, there are tennis courts at St. Mindred. And rest and relaxation are an important component of prayer. But holiness is all about a balance between all these things. And when we get out of alignment, we get anxious, we get cranky, we get depressed, we can crash and burn. As the great Trappist monk Thomas Merton, a mystic and a writer, once wrote, "It's becoming increasingly more apparent to me that the only people in this world who are truly happy are the people who have learned how to pray. God gives each and every one of us 1,440 minutes each and every day. Faithful stewardship of our time implies that we are willing to give at least a few of those minutes back to God each day through prayer, so that we can speak with God and listen to God, and God can enter into our lives and our hearts and lead us to that joy that God wants us to find in this life and in the life to come. For indeed, we all want to be happy. And the good news is, the way to happiness is to walk through life each day with God by our side. Too often we forget that good news, that God too wants us to be happy and wants to be part of our life, each and every day of our life's journey. So please pray for me this week, as I hope you do every day. And be assured that I'll be praying for you in a special way this week, as I strive to do every day. As Moses learned and as Jesus taught, we must never underestimate the power of prayer. For the simple truth of the matter is, without prayer, we don't have a prayer.